from the printed page to the living heart. There were two men standing on the street corner talking when another man began approaching them. As he drew near, one of the gentlemen, looking up, recognized him and said, "Here comes Jesus Christ, walking on the feet of James Russell." The dominant thought presented throughout this recording is the truth that you can and must reflect the image of Christ in your own life. I once read of a refugee from the Iron Curtain who had drawn, in a very unusual way, a picture of what he imagined Christ to be like. On a canvas 3 feet by 4 feet, he had copied by hand the complete 21 chapters of the Gospel of John in minute English letters. He had arranged the words in such a way that they drew a full-length figure of a picture of Christ. He had inked some of the words more heavily than the others to bring out the details of the picture. This refugee had done in a figurative way what we must do in a very real way as a Christian. He took the words of the Bible and drew on canvas a picture of Christ. We must take the words of the Bible and, using them as our blueprint, construct a living Christ-like life. We must take His word from the printed page to the living heart and make it flesh. We must do it, live it. We must let it run in our blood till Christ be formed. It should be the desire of every disciple of Christ to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." This is a Christian, a person in whom Christ lives again. A divine plan. The life of a Christian, his daily effort, is to illustrate the life and characteristics of Christ. He is to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. And there is a divine plan for doing this. It is the Bible. The basic imperative for becoming like Christ is a daily consistent study of the Bible. The only way to know the living Word is through the written Word. The Apostle Peter tells us, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And then he tells us how. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." The Apostle Paul recorded, "Only let your life be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." And so, from the printed page to the living heart, we must take His Word and make it flesh. We must become the living words of Jesus. Leaving us an example. I remember in grammar school, we had writing exercises in which the teacher would write the letters of the alphabet on the blackboard, and then each pupil would come and write under the letters she had written, copying them as closely as possible. Thus we learned to write by following her example. It is in this same way that we learn to become like Christ. Peter wrote, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in His steps." The disciple or pupil of Christ is writing under the example left by the author and finisher of our faith. At this point you may be asking, but is it possible? Can we really live as He lived? If you mean by that, can we live in the same circumstances as He lived in, the answer is no. But if you mean, can we live by the same principles as He lived, and can we pattern our behavior after His behavior, the answer is yes. Listen carefully to these words from the Bible. "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ." Again, "As ye have therefore received the Lord Jesus, so walk ye in Him." And, "He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked." The question then is not, can we, but how can we? letting the mind of the master become the master of your mind. There are two parts to answering this question of how. First, as Henry Drummond said in his lecture, The Changed Life, it is the law of influence that we become like those whom we habitually admire. This suggests that the reflection of Christ in our life will be in direct proportion to our love and admiration for Him. The more we love and admire Him, the more we will assume His interests and His desires. The second part of the answer is found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, where Paul says, "Have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus." It is right here that many disciples of Christ have the most difficulty. How can we possibly have the same mind as Christ had? We should understand that Paul was not speaking of the mental power of Jesus, but of the attitude of Christ. In other words, we are to let the mind of the Master become the master of our minds. How we can do this? Listen carefully to what I'm going to say in the remaining minutes of this recording. It could mean the difference between success and failure in reflecting the image of Christ in your own life. The initial step is to determine, beginning today, to read the Gospel of John through 10 times within the next 6 weeks. There is a plan in the back of the script accompanying this record for doing this. This can take the place of your daily Bible reading for the next 6 weeks if you so choose, or it can be worked in at another time during the day. As you begin your reading, observe the attitude exhibited by Christ. Ask yourself these questions. First, what was Christ's attitude toward His Father and His Father's will? Second, what was His attitude toward His enemies, sin, the sinner? Third, what was His attitude toward discipleship, faithfulness, unfaithfulness? And fourth, what was His attitude toward prayer, forgiveness, worship? After the sixth time through the book of John, write down each of the above questions and your answers to them. Then, using the same questions, ask what your attitudes are and write down the answers. Next, compare your attitudes with those of Christ. This will give you some idea of how close or how far you are from letting the mind of the Master become the master of your mind. Closing the gap. Upon comparing your attitudes with Christ's, there may seem to be an impossible gulf fixed between what you are now and what you want to become, but do not despair. Do not forget that God is helping you to close the gap. Pray. Pray earnestly every day for strength and courage to live as He lived, to have the same attitudes and desires that He had. And they will come, for He has promised. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So continue to pray. Continue to read the book of John. Read the rest of the four Gospels through at least 3 times your first year as His disciple. As you do this, you will gain a clearer picture of your Lord. He will become a living Savior and a loving Master. Soon you will find that He is becoming the principle for your conduct, that you are drawing closer to Him each day in thought and deed. Remember that His Word teaches us that if we draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to us. And thus, the gap will be closed. Perhaps you are saying, "Is that all? Just read and reread the four Gospels and compare my attitudes with His and pray? Is that all?" No, these are but the first principles in becoming Christ-like. Christ said, "Come, learn of me." And you are taking the first of many steps in learning His way of life in order to live as He lived. The saying that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step is true. Do not fail to take it. It is essential to the journey. Oh, to be like thee. There is an old story that has been handed down through the ages which says that there stands at heaven's gate an angel who admits no one who has not the same features as our Lord. There came one day a man with a crown on his head. The angel said, "Thou art a king, and your crown is very beautiful. But crowns are not the medium of access here." Later there came another dressed in robes of state and great learning. The angel said, "Yes, it is good, but you see, wealth and wisdom are not the marks that shall admit you through these gates." Then there appeared one who was fair and beautiful. The angel looked at her and said, "You are very beautiful, and that pleases men on earth. But earthly beauty is not wanted here." Another comes who is known throughout the world, who is heralded by fame. The angel says to him, "Yes, it is well that man has bestowed upon you great honors, but fame and the glory of men have no part within these gates." Finally, there comes one more to the gate. When the angel sees him, he steps up close to him and looks into his face and smiles. "Thou art like the one who lives here," says the angel. "Thou hast put on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is waiting for you in the throne room of God." Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee, precious Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness. Come in thy fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Be thou faithful.